This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian servicemen stationed near Soledar said on Thursday they are holding their positions as explosions were heard in the background. The ultra-nationalist contract militia Wagner claims to have taken Soledar after intense fighting that it said had left the town stripped with Ukrainian dead. Wagner is run by an ally of President Vladimir Putin outside the main chain of military command. Moscow has held off officially proclaiming victory. Ukraine's military has denied Soledar has fallen, and President Volodymyr Zelensky mocked Russia's claims to have taken over the city, saying in a video address Wednesday that fighting was still going on. Peru was rocked by further unrest Wednesday as demonstrators blocked roads and held mass funerals for those killed in violent protests that have gripped the country for more than a month. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Riot police firing tear gas as demonstrators hurl rocks in the tourist city of Cusco. Protests against Peruvian President Dina Boluarte's government began a month ago after she replaced Pedro Castillo, ousted as president and arrested following his attempt to dissolve Congress and head off impeachment. So far, 47 people have been killed in the protests. Health officials in Cusco say 16 civilians and 6 police officers were injured after protesters tried to take over the city's airport. Many foreign tourists come to Cusco to see sites that include the Incan Citadel of Machu Picchu. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Airlines said they expect operations to return to normal on Thursday as the Federal Aviation Administration scrambles to pinpoint the cause of a computer outage that grounded flights nationally. The flight tracking website FlightAware said more than 11,000 flights were delayed or canceled. This is VOA News. Sources say U.S. and Brazilian lawmakers are looking for ways to cooperate on an investigation into violent protests that rampaged through Brasilia last weekend by sharing lessons from the probe into the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's Reuters correspondent Fiora Bradley Watson.
Riot police firing tear gas.
They say lawmakers from both countries are seeking ways to cooperate on an investigation. On Sunday, supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro ransacked Brazil's Congress and other institutions, calling for a military coup to overturn the October election won by President Lula da Silva. The incident bore the hallmarks of the January the 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago and has been widely condemned in the country. On Wednesday, more than 70 lawmakers from Brazil and the U.S. signed a joint statement denouncing, quote, anti-democratic forces trying to overturn recent elections with political violence. They added, just as far-right extremists are coordinating their efforts to undermine democracy, we must stand united in our efforts to protect it.
That's Flora Bradley Watson reporting for Reuters. The past year has seen a litany of human rights crises across the world. The Human Rights Watch organization, in its latest annual report, says they released it Thursday. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
The Human Rights Watch organization says that following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the global community deserves credit for unleashing what it calls the full arsenal of the human rights system, including an investigation by the International Criminal Court. In towns like Bucha and Izium, there is widespread evidence that occupying Russian soldiers tortured, raped, and executed civilians. The United Nations Human Rights Council has documented several hundred civilian killings, thought to be a fraction of the total. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is visiting Canada. Video from CTV showed him landing at the McDonald's Cartier International Airport in Ottawa Wednesday night. After Canada, Kishida is scheduled to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington later this week. The main opposition in the West African nation of Benin is rejecting the results of this week's parliamentary election, claiming vote buying and fraud allowed allies of President Patrice Talon to win a majority of legislature seats. Preliminary results announced Wednesday show pro-Talon parties together won 81 seats in the 109-member parliament. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.